Well, who didn't feel it when they woke up this morning? Thanksgiving is right around the corner. It's a good feeling. For many families, Thanksgiving is the biggest food-centered event of the year. Lots of planning goes into the menu, and pre-planning can make your day in the kitchen go smoothly and yield the best results. In recent years, MSU Culinary Services corporate chef Kurt Kwiatkowski has given us new Thanksgiving ideas for old favorites like stuffing and cranberries. This year, we weren't able to record a kitchen session with Kurt because he's been recovering from knee surgery, but he's here live in the studio with us today, ready and raring to go with ideas for pleasing everybody at the table on Thursday. Thank you for coming in, Kurt.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Glad you're feeling better.
Me too.
Everything starts with the bird, right? I mean, with Thanksgiving just 2 days away, what are your thoughts on getting the best turkey that you can?
You know, hopefully you pre-ordered it, and there are plenty of great local farmers that are growing turkeys. Or, you know, if you're going to go to your store, get your turkey, make sure it's thawed. It takes a couple of days to thaw those rock-hard birds. And then it goes into the brine. I think the brine that is something people always forget, and it gives you a lot of leeway because that white meat can get really, really dry quickly. It cooks slower than the dark meat, or the dark meat takes longer to cook than the white meat. And so you got to be really careful in how you're cooking it. So if you can brine that bird for, you know, 6 to 12 hours, it's going to give you a buffer zone and help you make that turkey turn out super, super moist and delicious.
For the uninitiated, what is brining?
A brine would be a solution that has a lot of salt in it and then aromatics. And so we're using basically osmosis to have that salt along with honey and lemon and thyme and some rosemary and maybe a little bit of garlic pull some of those flavors into the turkey. And it's making it a water solution, so it's kind of plumping the turkey up a little bit.
Is it hard to do,
no,
generally?
No, super easy to do it. You know, it's just, you're looking at basically, I prefer kosher salt, so 1 gallon of water to 1 cup of kosher salt, and then some honey, lemon, thyme, and you mix that up, get that salt dissolved, pour that on the turkey, make sure it's cold when it goes on the turkey, but pour it on the turkey and let it sit 6 to 12 hours, and magically you've got a nice plump bird that's ready to get cooked.
So as late as 6 hours before the turkey goes into the oven, you've still got an opportunity to brine?
Absolutely.
Okay. Are you planning to do anything new in your kitchen this year?
I'm always playing around with vegetables. I think vegetables are fascinating, and sides to me is what makes Thanksgiving. And so I'm always trying to bring some new, different recipes and different ideas, some of them a little bit out there, but always still fun to the Thanksgiving table.
I sometimes think that nutritionally, if we took vegetables half as seriously the rest of the year as we do on Thanksgiving, the nutritional profile of the American people would go through the roof. But once a year doesn't get it done. But it's once is better than not at all, mm-hmm. I guess. You like root vegetables. You do like some alternative kinds of vegetables.
Yeah.
What's the appeal there for you?
You know, for me, it's something you can get all year round, especially here in Michigan. You know, it's a storage crop, the beets, the turnips, the rutabagas. I think they have so much flavor and they have so much flexibility to them. And I kind of have my own idea that I want to get people to like beets. Because when I was growing up as a kid, beets out of a can were just so nasty.
Oh, yeah.
They were awful, right? And when I finally had that beet experience where you're like, these can be delicious. Wow. And so I've made it a mission to try and do some fun things with beets.
Searching WKAR.org for the word Thanksgiving, I want to point this out to our listeners. You'll get lots of stories for the holidays, including your previous visits with us on WKAR and some of your recipes. Last year, you prepared a nice stuffing that included Italian sausage. So I want our listeners to keep that in mind. We are getting Thanksgiving cooking tips from MSU Culinary Services corporate chef Kurt Kwiatkowski. We joke at our house that bread is one of the major food groups. So let's talk bread, or more specifically, let's talk dinner rolls. Do they get short shrift? I mean, lots of people are so tied up with the turkey and maybe the side dishes, they rely on store-bought rolls. How do you navigate that?
Oh, I honestly, we usually don't even put the dinner rolls out, so they get, you know, nixed from my Thanksgiving. Inevitably, though, but probably my favorite rolls.
A lot of people love them, though. I mean, for a lot of people, they take it seriously.
One of my favorite ones are Parker House rolls, you know, an English roll with the salt on top. So they're nice and light and fluffy and crusty on the outside and, you know, nicely butter brushed. And those things are delicious.
Are you serious about gravy?
Oh, yes, okay. Very much so.
How do you, is it a more conventional approach, or do you go about it outside the mainstream?
I kind of keep it simple. You know, you've got these beautiful juices that came from the turkey. So after it's cooked, and another key is don't cut the bird right away after it comes out of the oven, right? So we always want to let that meat rest. And while that bird's resting, you take everything, the aromatics and the things you were cooking the turkey in those juices, and you put those into a pan, you start reducing that down a little bit of a slurry, which would be cornstarch and cold water. You add that in there with maybe a little bit of lemon and a little more butter. You've got some of the best delicious turkey gravy you're gonna find.
Back to the dinner rolls here. Is it a bad idea to try taking on dinner rolls from scratch with everything else that's going on?
Well, it depends upon how much oven space you have. You got to be smart about how you're going to plan this all out. You know, maybe you're going to warm the oven up first and bake off some rolls, and then the turkey goes in. That'd be a good way to do it. I'd want to make sure that you had enough oven space and it's something you've done before. Trying a new recipe for the first time for family, it could get you flustered. This is supposed to be about celebrating and having fun. So hopefully it doesn't stress you out. And so if baking bread's a normal thing, go for it. Have fun, enjoy it. And you know, everybody, I'm sure, will love the fact that you got this fresh baked bread right out in front of you. Mm. But if not, I'd steer clear.
What about appetizers? We're jumping all over the place here, so apologies to our listeners. We're kind of bopping all over the place. Well, do you have appetizers ideas? I mean, they can really enhance the whole experience. Right appetizer.
Oh yeah, you know, and I think that's another area where you can inject some vegetables, something simple, something light, something that's not going to take you too long to do. Some you know, fresh fruit. Vegetable crudité, something as simple as that, to just put out just a little bit of snacks here and there, some lightly salted nuts. I like to keep things simple and not getting too crazy. If you want to get a little bit fun, you can buy those little fresh mozzarella balls, the bocconcinis. You can buy them even at Meijer. You put that with a grape tomato and a little bit of balsamic vinegar and maybe a little piece of basil on there, put it on a stick. You got a beautiful little appetizer that takes you next to no time to put together.
Something we should also touch on today, food safety issues, maybe during prep and during the meal, but also after the meal. We look forward to the leftovers, but care needs to be taken that those leftovers don't make us sick.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we don't want to get anyone sick. So when you're working with raw food, work with the raw food, then get it all cleaned up. Clean it up, you know, soap it down, get it cleaned, get your utensils cleaned. Reset the stage to then prep and move on. And when you're putting things away in the cooler or in your refrigerator after you're done with the meal, make sure you're not sealing those bags. Make sure there's some breathing room because you're going to get that condensation built up. And if that food can't cool down quick enough, it has the potential to have a foodborne illness.
In your role as MSU chef, are you working on Thanksgiving, or are you lucky enough to enjoy the day off?
I feel incredibly lucky. I've got, you know, one of the best jobs in the world, in my personal opinion, working for the best university in the world, and they give me the nice liberty to have that day off and spend it with family.
MSU Culinary Services Corporate Chef Kurt Kwiatkowski. You're becoming a fixture on Thanksgiving here on Current State. Kurt, we're really happy about that. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Happy Thanksgiving to you and everyone else.